So now we are going to talk with Eduardo
Huarte.
Huarte.
Huarte,
Thank
correct.
you very much for being
Oh,
here.
thanks for having me.
And let's talk. You're with the Department of Food Science and Nutrition,
Correct.
and you're an
Immunologist. Yeah,
immunologist,
my training
right?
is in immunology, but
Okay.
so so until recently, my whole focus of science was working on cancer. Not on cancer itself, more in how the immune system, our immune system, recognize and kill cancer cells. But when I was working on that, we have many questions that we couldn't answer. Mostly, why some people react to cancer in one way that is different than other people. Genetics play a big role, environments play a big role. There are many things involved. But what we're starting to understand now is the gut microbiota, the bacteria that live in our gut, play a significant, a very significant role in how the immune system can work. Basically, what we're finding now is that all the bacteria that live in our, I mean, since many years ago, we know that the bacteria in our gut, they're important to us because they help us digesting food and things like that. But recently, we're starting to understand that those bacteria also modulate the immune system. Depending on the bacteria that you have, you're going to have basically more or less inflammation. You're going to have more or less of the cells that shut down the immune system. So that modulates tremendously the immune system. So for example, and it's funny that the previous speaker was talking about inflammation. If you have, let's say, like a and I mean, I know that I'm going to simplify now because things are more complicated, but basically, if you have a set of inflammatory bacteria, bacteria that promote inflammation in your gut, your immune system is going to be overactivated, and that over years will lead to cancer or metabolic syndrome or a whole or autoimmune diseases or a bunch of different diseases that are created by the immune system.
Okay, so you're, I mean, there are a lot of autoimmune diseases. And what you're saying is, I mean, this has been my question for a very long time. Are we too clean? Do we not have
Yes.
enough bacteria in our
Yes.
gut?
Well, that's an interesting topic. You're talking probably about the hygiene hypothesis. For many years, I mean, for the last, I don't know, 20 years or so, that was an interesting question. Are we too clean? That's probably true. We're probably too clean because our immune system is like another muscle. We need to train it. So especially when you're a little boy, it's good to have some dirt in your hands.
It's good to have dirt under your fingernails, huh?
Yes, it's good that you got sick, and because that kind of, let's say, train your immune system. Otherwise, your immune system is going to be disbalanced. But that's only part of the picture. Because also matters what are the bacteria that are in your immune in your gut, and what are, and the interesting thing and the at least I think is very interesting is depending on what you eat, your bacteria are going to be different. That makes sense. But if you eat like, I don't know, processed food, you eat too much sugar, you don't eat enough fiber, your bacteria are going to be, let's say, bad bacteria. I know this is a gross simplification, but those bacteria are going to be very different than the bacteria that will grow in your gut if you eat vegetables and fruits and a healthy diet. Why a healthy diet is healthy? Because the bacteria that they induce are going to be healthy and are going and those bacteria are going to decrease the inflammation, and that's key. So of course, regulating those, I mean, there are many ways to regulate those bacteria. You can take probiotics, you can buy a pill, but the most cost effective also is just eating healthy.
Just eating healthy.
Correct.
So you can't, if you're diagnosed with some kind of disease or cancer, you can't just start eating healthy to fight it. This has to be a lifelong...
That will be a little bit too late. But will help. Will help.
Sure.
Will help because, in fact, recent data shows that those bacteria in your gut can also affect how chemotherapy works.
Hmm.
So, and the good thing...
Really?
True. I mean, at least in preclinical models, in mouse models, and there are several groups working on that. Depending on those bacteria, the chemical treatment against against cancer is going to work better or worse. And the good thing, even if you've been eating like poorly for several years, if you start eating healthy in a matter of days or weeks, you're going to see a change in your gut microbiota because the food that we eat is mostly fuel gas for our bacteria. So if you give them the good food, the good bacteria are going to grow. And the thing is that we have trillions with T of bacteria in our body, mostly in our gut. So we don't even understand how important those bacteria are for us. Until recently, we didn't even know that they were there. I mean, we knew they were there, but we didn't know which bacteria were there. Now, thanks to genetic sequencing and new technologies, we're starting to be able to tell which bacteria are present in our bodies. And then that's the first step. Once that we know that, we can, and that's what we're trying to do now, trying to define which is a healthy microbiota. What are the bacteria that are especially good for you? And then how we can improve or how can we increase those good bacteria, which will also defend you against getting infection with other bacteria. And if your gut is full of the good bacteria, the bad ones, the ones that are going to make you sick, they simply don't have space or they don't have food to grow. So, and again, all that is basically, I mean, diet is the most important modulator of our gut microbiota. So I cannot emphasize how important it is to eat healthy.
So talk just a little bit then about the probiotic part and what is that naturally? I think of yogurt, right?
Correct. probiotics are just good bacteria. Probiotics are bacteria that, not necessarily bacteria. Bacteria can be yeast or other microorganisms, but they're mostly bacteria or yeast. They're microorganisms, alive microorganisms, that when given in a sufficient dose, they're going to produce a beneficial effect on the host. So it's good to eat yogurts because yogurts are mostly fermented milk. So you put milk, you add microorganisms that are going to ferment. Fermentation is just the way that bacteria eat the food. Mostly. So that produce a different product, which in this case can be yogurt or kefir or bread or beer or wine. There are many, many fermented foods. So those fermented foods are full of probiotics. So we have been doing that for several thousands of years. I think people in Babylonia, like 5,000 years ago, they were already fermenting foods, bread and so to eat. So that's what we can call like natural probiotics. So we've been doing that for at least 5 or 6,000 years. Now, in the last, I don't know, maybe 100 years or so, we have the ability to grow those bacteria in a lab and put those beneficial bacteria in a pill. Mm-hmm. And that's when you go now to a supermarket and you see those probiotics pills or whatever, that's what they are. People in pharmaceutical companies select one or two bacteria that we know that they're good for you, grow them, put them in a pill, and then you eat that. And that's probably good. I mean, that's good for you, definitely.
But it's a higher dose than what you would get in a yogurt.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but still, that's only one bacteria, or maybe few, maybe 6 or 7 bacteria, something like that. That's not as efficient as having a diet rich on naturally fermented food, where you're going to have like many different kinds of bacteria. And that's important because one of the characteristics of a healthy microbiota, like any other healthy environment, is variety. You want to have many different bacteria because one may be good for something and another one for something else. And maybe these two bacteria are going to work together and they're going to help each other. So while probiotics helps, they don't replace a healthy diet. Mm. They may be very important. I don't know, you go you travel and you get a diarrhea or something like that. In that case, they will be critical. Or if you taking antibiotics, but in a regular day, I don't, and that's my personal opinion, I think a healthy diet is more important than a probiotics. That they will help. They will help. But you cannot think that just because you have a pill, that's going to save all your problems, all your health problems.
We are out of time with this segment. I have many more questions, so I look forward to following your research as well. I think we have a reason to come back.
Okay.
So thank
I'll
you.
Be here.